HRHeadquarters.ie, the podcast.
Okay, so we're going to talk about exit interviews today. And people often discredit exit interviews, claiming that most leavers either use it to rubbish the company or, you know, sometimes people are primarily just want to give positive answers so they don't burn any bridges and protect that future reference. The reason I say consistently is that a single exit interview may contain lots of bias, both positive and negative, whereas collating lots and lots of exit interviews will allow you to see trends, and that's arguably way more valuable information. So the purpose of an exit interview normally is to figure out why people are leaving your organization, with the intent that you'll then be able to address these issues, thereby increasing retention of your top talent. It's vital that you understand why good employees are leaving, so you have a chance to stop the bleed. So who should conduct it? Well, rule number one is that most definitely the person's line manager or immediate manager should not conduct it. After all, that could be the reason for the exit, and they may not share it or may not accurately share it afterwards. It's of far more value if the interviewer is someone trusted by the leaver. This will lead to a way more open conversation. I'd highly recommend that face-to-face meetings are always used, as it can lead to a more open dialogue. The process should be completely confidential, and you need to make sure the leaver is aware of this, allowing them to be way more open in their feedback. It should also be a simple process, and you should always encourage the leaver to talk openly about their experiences with your organization before you start asking them any specific questions. There's no end to the suggested exit interview questions online, and you can Google that and look around. You'll find lots of examples. Typically, they include questions around their line manager and colleagues. Did they feel appreciated? What the morale was like in the business and what their workload was like? An obvious question to ask is what the reason is for them leaving the business. But when the person has gone to another organization rather than for some personal reason, it's one of the least helpful questions in terms of the data you'll garner from it. Typically, the answer you'll get in these situations will be a list of all the great things about their new role and their new organization, which, if we're being blunt, are all unknowns at this point as the person hasn't started there yet. So it's really just what they've been told at the interview or what research they've done online. Try asking why they started to look for a new role instead. This will leak out far more relevant information for you. If you take nothing else away from this podcast, take that. Finally, you've wasted everyone's time if you don't utilize the information you gather. Remember to look at patterns and trends and try to put in place an action plan to fix some of these gaps you've identified in your retention strategy.
HRHeadquarters.ie, the podcast.